We're getting Siman Lamed Beis, which is Seder Ksivas Tefillin, the way in which Tefillin are written. And this is a lot of somewhat esoteric halachos that have to do specifically with Safras and how you're supposed to write the Tefillin. But we'll do our best to try to describe them, you know, in a simple way. And we're not going to go into depth on every single halacha here, just to speak out the basic explanation of Shulchan Aruch. So in Sif Aleph, starts off, Mitzvah Tefillin Sheyichtov Arba Parshios Shehin Kaddish Likol Bechor. So you have to write out all the four Parshios. The first one is Kaddish Likol Bechor Ad L'moada, until that those words. V'hoya Ki V'yacha Ad Ki Bechozek Yod Otziyah Hashem Mitzrayim. And Parshas Shema Ad Uvisharecha, and Parshas Vahayim Shema Ad Al Ha'aretz. So that is those are the four Parshios that we have inside the Tefillin. And the Ramah adds here, V'tzarech l'kosvam b'seder hazeh. You have to write them in that order. L'chtov t'chila hakodemes b'Torah. They have to be written, the one that comes first in the Torah has to be written first, and then the next one written next, etc., etc. V'im shina pasal. And if you write them out of order, it is pasal. U'l'chadchila yichtov shel yad kodem shel rosh. And also, it's better to write the Parshios for the Tefillin shel yad before you write the Parshios for the Tefillin shel rosh. Now, in Tzivkot Na'alef, the Mishneh Brura here discusses the fact that the Dalid of the word Echad, of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, has to be written big. That's a halacha within writing the Tefillin. And he says, how big does it have to be? So he quotes the Magen Avraham, it should be the size of four small Dalids. It should be four times the size of a small Dalid. Then the Mishneh Berurah says, not so fast. Maybe we don't specifically measure it against the other Dalids in the parshas of that Tefillin. Maybe it's just enough that if you could have written four very small Dalids, this should be four times the size of that. But it doesn't have to be dafka the size of four of the Dalids that you're writing in that particular Parsha. It says, therefore, we just write it bigger than the other Dalids in that particular Parsha. But it doesn't have to be humongous that it's four times the size of the other Dalids. Okay, then he says it has to be written in order. So where do we get that from? So he says this is a dinda oraisa. It says v'hayu advarim ha'ela, etc. So we learn b'hava yasan yuhu. They have to be in order. That's what we learn from v'hayu. We learn that in terms of how you say the Kriya Shema and also how you write the Parshios. And therefore, you have to be careful within the Parsha not to write any letters out of order, that if you're missing a letter, a lot of times a person's writing, they make a mistake, they stick a letter in where they left it out. That is not acceptable when it comes to writing the Parshios. And any Parshios written out of order is puzzle. That dafka refers to this pair of tefillin, meaning if you're going to write these Parshios and you're going to put them in a pair of tefillin, then these Parshios are puzzle. However, let's say you have an extra Parsha that was written in order, and you then want to take it was written out of order for these tefillin, but you have another Parsha that you can use it for a different pair of tefillin, and it's in order, and then you can write the last Parsha in right after it, then it's okay. It's just that it has to be written in order for that particular pair of tefillin. But if it's, as long as the pair of tefillin that you're going to put it inside a different set of batim, and it was written in order for those batim, then it's acceptable. Right? More often than a person actually writing it out of order is when someone notices that one of the earlier parshios are puzzle. So there, the Mishneh Berurah says that's when you're really in trouble, because then the earlier Parsha wasn't considered to have been written yet because it was Pasul, and then the later Parshios are considered Pasul because they were written out of order. So that's where the problem actually comes up. Se'iv Beis, Shel Rosh Yichtov Kol Achas Beklaf Levad. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is put in four different compartments. Right, it says it has the lashon by the shel rosh of litota fos as a plural, so therefore we put it in four different compartments. Whereas shel yad kosen kulam meklaf echad, but for the shel yad you write them all in one klaf, meaning four pieces of parchment for the shel rosh, one piece of parchment for the shel yad, because it says v'hayala chal laos al yadcha. So The shel yad, even though it's written on one piece of parchment, has to be written in four sections. It has to be written on four different amudim, each parsha in its particular amud. Each parsha in its particular section cannot be written. It cannot all be written in one in a row. Okay, we'll stop here.